Welcome to Braves Field in Boston, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Max Bishop. Batting second. The center fielder, Mule Haas. Batting third. The catcher, Mickey Cochran. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Al Simmons. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bing Miller. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Eric McNair. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Joe Boley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, George Earnshaw. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, George Earnshaw. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Hal Rein. Batting second. The second baseman, Ollie Marquard. Batting third. The first baseman, Al Van Camp. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Earl Webb. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Urbane Pickering. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Gene Rye. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Tom Oliver. Batting eighth. The catcher, Muddy Rule. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Milt Gaston. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Milt Gaston. And now, play ball. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop hits a pop-up, foul, in back of the plate. Rule settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Rule. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Rule settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran hits a fly ball into right field. Webb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Marquard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Hal Rein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rein hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Haas. Rein reaches second base with a double. Ollie Marquard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marquard bunts towards third. McNair fields it and throws to first for the out. Rein moves to third. One out. Al Van Camp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Camp hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Miller. Van Camp reaches second base with a double. Rein scores. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Van Camp scores. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Urbane Pickering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pickering strikes out. Two outs. Gene Rye is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rye strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pickering fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Van Camp settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Marquard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Simmons. Oliver reaches second base with a double. Muddy Rule is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rule hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Oliver moves to third. One out. Milt Gaston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaston strikes out. Two outs. Hal Rein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rein is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Rein hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rein scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Earnshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Earnshaw hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0-for-1 in the game. Bishop takes first base on ball 4. Earnshaw moves to second. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Haas hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Oliver. Haas reaches second base with a double. Earnshaw scores. Bishop moves to third. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0-for-1 in the game. Cochran hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bishop scores. Haas scores. It's 3-2, Athletics. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-1 in the game. Simmons strikes out. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Webb. Fox reaches second base with a double. Cochran moves to third. Hadley Senby now pitching. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-1 in the game. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pickering fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ollie Marquard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marquard is 0-for-0 in the game. Marquard hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Al Van Camp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Marquard. The throw from Cochran and he is out, Boley applying the tag. One out. Al Van Camp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Camp is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Van Camp strikes out. Two outs. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Webb hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0-for-1 in the game. McNair hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 0-for-1 in the game. Boley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McNair moves to third. George Earnshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Earnshaw is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Earnshaw hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. McNair scores. One out. It's 4-2, Athletics. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rhine fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Haas hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 6-2, Athletics. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Cochran hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-2 in the game. Simmons hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Urbane Pickering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pickering is 0-for-1 in the game. Pickering strikes out. One out. Gene Rye is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rye is 0-for-1 in the game. Rye strikes out. Two outs. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Oliver hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Red Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Fox hits a fly ball into right field. Webb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-2 in the game. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rhine scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McNair hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-2, Athletics. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Boley hits a pop-up towards short. Rhine settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Muddy Ruhle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruhle is 0-for-1 in the game. Ruhle hits a ball on the ground towards third. McNair fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Hadley Senby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee Senby hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hal Rhine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhine is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Rhine hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lee Senby moves to second. Ollie Marquard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marquard is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Marquard hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Bishop reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Van Camp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Camp is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Van Camp hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bishop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Red Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. George Earnshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Earnshaw is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Earnshaw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Marquard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Bishop hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Haas hits a fly ball into right field. Webb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Earnshaw fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Urbane Pickering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pickering is 0-for-2 in the game. Pickering hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Earnshaw fields it and throws to first for the out. Webb moves to second. One out. Gene Rye is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rye is 0-for-2 in the game. Rye hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley fields it and has Webb trapped. There's the throw to McNair and over to Bishop, who tags Webb for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Oliver hits a line drive towards first. Fox reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Red Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Cochran hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Van Camp settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-3 in the game. Simmons hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Rule settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Fox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-3 in the game. Miller hits a fly ball into left field. Rye settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Muddy Rule is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rule is 0-for-2 in the game. Rule hits a ball on the ground towards third. McNair fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Winsett pinch hits for Hadley Senby. Tom Winsett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Winsett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hal Rein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rein is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Rein strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Red Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Brilhart now pitching. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. McNair takes first base on ball 4. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Boley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rhine fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. George Earnshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Earnshaw is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Earnshaw hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rhine scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ollie Marquard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marquard is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Marquard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Al Van Camp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Camp is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Van Camp hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got one RBI. Webb takes first base on ball 4. Urbane Pickering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pickering is 0-for-3 in the game. Pickering hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 7-4, Athletics. Gene Rye is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rye is 0-for-3 in the game. Rye hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Red Sox 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Bishop takes first base on ball 4. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Haas hits a fly ball into left field. Rye settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Cochran hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-4 in the game. Simmons hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Rule settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Oliver hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jack Rothrock pinch hits for Muddy Rule. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Otis Miller pinch hits for Jim Brilhart. Otis Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a pop-up towards short. Boley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Hal Rhine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhine is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Rhine hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 7, and Boston Red Sox, 4. Goodbye from Braves Field in Boston.